it feel a bit more like campus, the hot weather today?
Yeah, it's a lot better than, you know, cold and rainy, so I'll take the sunshine. But, yeah, it's, you know, great day, beautiful day to be out here working to get better.
What do you guys see from the linebacking core so far?
You know, I think right now it's, you know, we're still just trying to come together. It's early still. We got to put the pads on, and, you know, that's when everything starts to really come together when you have your pads on. Really, obviously, with the shells on, you can't get as much work as you're going to get when you have full pads. So, you know, we'll get the pads on, get ready to go tomorrow, and start hitting a little bit.
How different is every year? I guess we always assume that you guys just continue to do what you did last year to this year. How different is every
year? You know, you're always trying to improve, you know, on the previous year. So, you know, everyone's just still working on their game, trying to improve, get better. You know, the more you know on the field, the better you're going to be at anticipating things that are happening on the field. So, you know, the more experience, the better. So, for me, it's just getting better, having a better year than I did last year.
With that said, how different are the second year guys who are playing on that defense? Are they a lot better? Do they understand it better?
Yeah, I mean, having that first year, that rookie season, you know, behind them, and, you know, having a little bit of break here to where they could just kind of get their mind off football and come back, and then also have the experience that they had last year, you know, it helps them a lot. So, you know, they're just going to improve too, get better, and, you know, just keep working.
You've got some seniority on the rest of the sort of defensive end, edge setter.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the leader of this group, and that's the role you're trying to take on?
I think that, you know, for me personally, I just try and lead by example and, you know, do my best on the field, let my work speak for itself.
Talk about the explosive potential of some of those second-year guys. I mean, we saw Chandler, especially in the first half last year when he was healthy, and Dante had flashes as well.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys, you know, are great talents, you know. So I wish I had the length of Chandler. You know, I wish my arms were that much longer. But, you know, he's blessed with those. So, you know, he's definitely going to be a guy that is going to have a great year. You know, he's had that first year of experience to kind of get the rookie jitters off, you know, so he can just go out here and play football. And same thing with Dante. I mean, he's a, you know, smart kid, big guy who can run. So those are hard to find.
When you talk about making improvements in individuals' game, what did you say to yourself this offseason? This is something I really want to be better at.
You know, just going through the year, looking at tape and taking out the, you know, looking at the best games that I played in throughout the year, just trying to have those games every game. You know, that's what you want to do, is just be more consistent. You know, just have a big game every single game and be a difference maker.
What games were those for you?
There was a good amount. say the Jets game was a good game. You know, in the playoffs, I seemed to play better in the playoffs. So just looking back on maybe the fundamental footwork stuff, things that I was doing with my hands and studying the things that I was doing.
Is that good that you mentioned Chandler, you know, you don't have the same arm length and all that?
Well, a little man wins, that's what they say.
But is it good that you guys are different types of players, different styles, different sizes?
I think that helps. You know, when you have two of the same type of player, you know, the guys that are offensive guys that are going against you kind of get into a rhythm of, okay, this is what they have, this is, you know, the way that they rush, and we're two different guys. You know, I can't do some of the things that, you know, he can do, and, you know, it'd be harder for him to do the things that I can do. So, you know, just having to change up there and, you know, constantly changing things up, you know, that's what makes it hard on the offensive guys, is having that change. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.